This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Will Campbell was a minister, activist, and author born in 1924 in Liberty, Mississippi. It was a time where formal education was rare and segregation was all-encompassing in the South. Campbell's father was a gentle and tolerant man who instilled in his son the values that would become the foundation for his one-of-a-kind spiritual life. At age 17, Campbell preached his first sermon at the East Fork Baptist Church in his hometown, where the Bibles were embossed with a Ku Klux Klan symbol. By age 20, he declared he would spend the rest of his life trying to rectify the evils of racial injustice. Campbell attended Wake Forest University, then served in the Army during World War II. In 1952, he earned a Bachelor of Divinity degree from Yale University. His first job after college was as a Baptist preacher in Taylor, Louisiana. He then took the position of Director of Religious Life at the University of Mississippi, but less than 2 years later, he was forced to leave because of his ardent civil rights participation. This is when he moved to Mount Joliet, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, and became director of the Southern Office of the Department of Racial and Cultural Relations for the National Council of Churches. In 1957, Campbell was the only white person invited to the founding of Dr. Martin Luther King's Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He also marched with the Freedom Riders in Alabama. In the 1960s and 70s, Campbell broadened his ministry to other causes, including opposition to the Vietnam War, denouncing capital punishment, and championing the rights of women and gay people. He became known as an alternative sort of spiritual advisor to many in the Music City, including Waylon Jennings and Tom T. Hall. Campbell wrote his first memoir in 1977 titled Brother to a Dragonfly. The book was described as part autobiography, part eulogy for his older brother who died from drug abuse, and part oral history of the civil rights movement. It drew widespread national acclaim and was nominated for a National Book Award. The New York Times said it was one of the best books of the year, and Time magazine called it one of the 10 best books of the decade. In his book titled Providence, Campbell tells the history of 1 square mile of land in the Mississippi Delta, from the time the white settlers took it from the Choctaw Indians through its years as a cotton plantation worked by slaves, to its years as an integrated communal farm. He wrote more than 20 books in all and received many awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Tennessee American Civil Liberties Union. And in 2000, Campbell was the subject of a PBS documentary titled God's Will, narrated by Ozzie Davis. He died in 2013 at the age of 88, but Will Campbell lives on in the memories of many as a whiskey-swilling, tobacco-spitting, guitar-picking Baptist preacher who was widely respected, a writer, a thinker, humorist, and ex officio chaplain to the Grand Ole Opry crowd. He believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, put it on like a coat that fit him, and then took it places where it hadn't gone before.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.